Welcome to This Week in History. Good Morning EP's look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On September 13, 2009, Dame Vera Lynn, 92, became the oldest living artist to make number one in the UK album chart with her collection We'll Meet Again, The Very Best of Vera Lynn. It is believed she's actually the second oldest artist after Keith Richards, who is believed to be somewhere between 30 and 40,000 years old. On September 14, 2015, Malcolm Turnbull defeated Tony Abbott in a Liberal leadership ballot to become Prime Minister of Australia. The result brought unheralded stability to Australian politics, and neither was ever heard from again. On September 15, 1980, former Beatle Paul McCartney releases the single Temporary Secretary. It is later re-released as Temporary Wife in honour of Heather Mills. On September 16, 1972, the Ted Mulry Gang was formed. Mulry was so excited by the formation of the group that he later invited the group to jump in his car because he wanted to take them home. And on September 17, 2006, Marco Hort stuffed a record 264 straws in his mouth in Vienna. Nicknamed Camel, he attempted to fit in a 265th, but it ended up breaking his back. And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.